views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey there, true believers. David Hickney, Freak of the Week. We are back. This week we are talking about a very, very special creature. It's legendary creature adjacent, so that's kind of cool. And we are here with Professor Gene Christopher. Is that correct?
That's correct, David.
I'm Professor Gene Christopher. I studied mythology and ancient history.
Okay.
At many universities that have all disavowed me because of my radical ideas.
What kind of radical ideas?
Well, first of all, people still don't exist that believe that the Loch Ness Monster exists.
Those people are idiots.
I agree. But not only that, that there is a lesser known American relative of the Loch Ness Monster.
Right, right. So it's the Loch Ness Monster's brother. Okay.
Yes, he's the younger brother, smaller in size. He inhabits Lake Sheenstevez in Wisconsin.
Lake Sheenstevez.
Yes.
I think my friend Charlie's been to that lake.
That's great for him. Maybe yeah. if he goes out there at about 2 in the morning, Nutso, that's what we call Nessie's brother.
His name's Nutso.
Yes.
That's kind of a shitty name.
Well, I didn't come up with the name.
I didn't say you did.
Okay, I did. But I wanted it to be some... close. He's familial to Nessie,
right? Because they're family,
and because he is smaller and angrier. Nutso seemed like a more apt name.
Okay, so he's angrier. Like, is he like violent angry, or is he just like just yelly?
He doesn't actually make any noise aside from. When he splashes you, and this again, you have to be out there at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time that he likes to come out
in the middle of the night.
He doesn't. Yeah, you will not.
So if you're walking in your sleep and go onto a boat, you might encounter him.
You will not see Nutso during the day. Okay. During the sun, any sunlight is out. But if you happen to be out on the dock or on a boat at that time, he will splash you, and you will hear a sound that sounds. Let me see if I can approximate it.
Winning.
I suppose that's close. It almost sounds like a hush over the wind.
Roger
or over the
Roger
the
wants
water.
To try it. Let's see if Roger can get it. Oh wow, that's really good, Roger. Was that close?
I heard nothing.
Maybe you should try listening. Jeez. I'm sorry, Roger. I know. He's very inconsiderate.
Why were you pointing your finger at me?
I was holding Roger, my mantis.
Okay. People think I'm nuts. Not so.
No, Nutso's the lake monster.
Correct. Similar to like a Diplodocus.
Diplodocus, the dinosaur.
Correct.
Okay.
Obviously smaller.
Small, yeah, because it's a smaller.
And is a meat eater.
It's carnivorous.
Correct.
Okay. Does it eat people?
If you are on the lake,
mm-hmm.
in a boat, mm-hmm. and you throw beer cans over,
okay,
he will try to eat you. Unless...
So if you litter, he will try to eat you.
Well, you're littering his home.
Right.
He doesn't leave the lake. So if you are infringing upon his... he looks at that as his domicile. He will... reply in kind.
I kind of agree with him on that. Not gonna lie. Don't be a dick at Roger's house. Or not Roger's. Nutso's house.
Yes. Nutso's house is sacred.
Yeah. Especially to him, because he lives there. It's like if you come into my basement and, you throw your shit all over the place, I'm gonna be pissed.
I'm surprised you would notice a difference.
Wow, that was kind of rude. That was kind of rude. Not gonna lie.
I mean, there does seem to be shit everywhere.
Well, the landlord doesn't take care of things.
And I don't mean just visually. It smells of it.
Once again, the landlord doesn't take care of things.
Have you heard of Glade?
I just have to interject.
Boy. Well, of course you are.
I am not your maid.
I didn't say you were the maid.
You are a grown man.
Grown-ass man, thank you.
Yes, you are a grown-ass man and are fully capable not only... of cleaning your own feces, but of being intelligent enough to not wipe them on the walls to, quote, disturb the... What? I don't even
beta
know.
Rays. The yeah, beta rays.
The beta rays. That's what it was.
Yeah. It
disrupts
stops,
the beta rays.
It disrupts the beta rays. It confuses the beta rays so they won't find me. They'll kind of wander around pinging off of things because the poop refracts the beta rays.
Do you want me to have to move you into a mental institution?
I would die first.
You might, actually. Please wipe your shit off of the walls.
We're here to talk about Nutso. You want to talk about Nutso?
I would like to talk about Nutso. Actually, I have some questions for you, Professor Christopher. So, let's go out on a limb. And assume that Nutso and that Nessie are real creatures for just a moment.
What do you mean, assume?
I'm assuming that they are real for just a moment.
I think she's trying to make an ass out of me.
I'm suspending disbelief. Now, considering Nessie
mm-hmm.
lives in Scotland.
Right.
And Nutso lives in Wisconsin. How is it possible...
Pangea.
You think that there was a waterway that connected Loch Ness?
No, Pangaea, when it was one massive continent. We don't know how old these creatures
are. I understand that it was a massive continent.
Yeah.
I'm asking if you truly believe there was a waterway in between Loch Ness and this lake.
Slip and slide Pangaea.
Sheen Steves.
Slip and slide Pangaea.
This is how you're reconciling... the obvious flaw in...
I got it. Ice Age.
So you think that they survived the ice...
No, no, no. They were frozen in a glacier, and then the glacier crossed Pangaea and ended up in Wisconsin.
You know that's not how cryo works.
I have seen almost no movies since 1965, but I have seen Encino Man.
Yeah, Encino Man was not a good scientific premise.
It was not a premise, it was a factual movie.
I very much enjoyed Brendan Fraser's abs. Other than that, it was a terrible movie.
If we could get back on subject here.
Sure.
You're assuming that they would need a waterway.
Well, they are both water creatures, yes.
They're Diplodocuses.
Yes, as I said, they resemble Diplodoci.
Are they amphibious?
They have legs. They're
amphibians have legs.
Right.
Yes, and it's not as though that there aren't any bodies of water in between Scotland and Wisconsin. You've heard of the Great Lakes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
I have. They're still very far from Scotland.
Not to mention an ocean between them.
Oh, I think it's the Atlantic, right?
So you're claiming that not only are these amphibious creatures that live both in the water and on land, even though they have never been seen on land, but that they are capable of surviving both in fresh and salt water.
I said that...
Salmon do it.
That Nutso does not go out during the day.
Right.
So at night, no one would have seen him.
Yep. Plus salmon go from salt to fresh water.
At night, no one would have seen him. So no one has actually seen Nutso?
Wouldn't have seen him on land. You said no one's seen him on land.
Or Nessie.
Nessie's still in Scotland.
Nessie is still in Scotland.
She stayed in place.
They had an argument.
Oh, that makes sense.
Now you're claiming that they're sentient.
Wait, you don't believe that brothers and sisters have arguments, Elizabeth Marin? Sitting here next to me.
I'm questioning the self-awareness of amphibious dinosaurs, which is something that
sentient,
I never thought I would have to have a conversation about.
Sentient, not saying they were not sentient, implies that they are toys or models of some kind.
Right. I've seen squirrels fight.
I mean, even...
Squirrels do fight.
That little mantis is sentient.
Roger. Call him Roger.
His name is Roger.
He's sentient.
Damn right he is.
And any living creature is sentient.
But self-aware enough to have an argument.
If he were a plant, I would say, is he sentient? I'm not
Plants
sure.
Plants might actually be sentient. They do respond to positive and negative stimuli.
Okay, so saying something insane like that is somehow more plausible?
That's not particularly insane. It's actually scientifically
You
proven.
Got burned.
But to say that especially a brother and sister.
I misused
would
a word.
Not,
I
would
apologize.
Not argue.
You're getting hung up on
yeah, brothers
word.
And sisters argue. You know that.
Yes.
Just like moms
do.
And moms and dad argue.
About you.
What's your point?
You cause disturbance.
I caused the truth to come out.
Except the truth about you accepting who you are and the fact that...
I am David Hickney,
Sheila
host
simply
of
left
Freak
you.
Of the Week. Bringer of the truth, husband to a kidnapped wife. If you are a mole person, I am coming for you. That's what I am. We all know that. Oh, and friend of Roger. Roger, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention you.
Don't forget Roger. He's your emotional support insect. He's very important.
Don't call him that. He's just...
Emotional support?
He's my co-host and my friend and my companion.
I'm still worried that you're going to squish him one day.
And again, all of this is acceptable where a sea monster with legs could not possibly travel from one body of water to another without going on land.
It's called a portage.
Very, very long, apparently, series of portages. Because again,
not
different
really.
Continents.
Ah, I got it. So... From
different
Scotland,
continents that aren't attached to one another.
From Scotland, Nutso went into the Atlantic, through into New York Harbor, up the St. Lawrence, up the Hudson River, into the Great Lakes, and then to Wisconsin. And everybody knows people in Wisconsin don't know what they're seeing half the time at night because of all the stuff.
Of all the stuff.
Yeah, the sausages and cheeses and beers and stuff.
You think sausage, cheese, and beer makes people hallucinate?
It doesn't make you hallucinate.
Not generally.
And so they didn't...
I had sausage delirium.
Yeah. You just haven't had enough sausage, I guess, Elizabeth.
You could use some more sausage.
I have plenty of sausage, thank you very much. I love my husband a lot.
Wait, what do you mean?
What does that have to do with anything?
I thought we were talking about kielbasa.
We are.
What does that have to do with your husband?
You've met...
He's not Polish.
Kielbasa sausage, your butt cheeks is warm.
Let's get back to the ridiculousness of sea creatures. Freshwater creatures.
What do you mean, ridiculous
land creatures.
Sea creatures? I mean,
they're apparently
Mr.
all
Hickney,
the same thing now.
I cannot even function... In this,
Look, just let's just keep going.
If you can't function in this hostile environment, I don't know what to tell you because I've been the on one this radio show for a season and a half.
Well, to be fair, I am an outsider to this. I am not used to being in a basement with shit-stained walls.
So let me
you're the predominant expert on.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you very much. True Believers, Freak of the Week is sponsored by John's Organic Tomatoes. No pesticides, no FDA, just tomatoes. Find John's Tomatoes at one vegetable stand somewhere.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Mataragas from Surreal. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of all the things I've had to tolerate while recording this season so that you know what I went through to give you this new season of Surreal, which comes out September 21st. Thanks.
Her name is Pumpernickel or Pumper whatever.
Peppernickel, yeah.
We called her Pumpernickel because her face looked like a friggin' piece of pumpernickel. She was not an attractive girl.
Okay. Did that make you uncomfortable?
At first, yes. But then I realized that I wasn't an American pussy. And I was fine with it.
So you think it was just like an unwritten understanding?
I am not aware.
Of your own thoughts?
At this time, no. I am not aware of my own thoughts.
I like to name my sponges.
I feel like I should take the Third Amendment on this because...
Do you mean the Fifth?
I think we've had quite enough insertions for the day, quite frankly.
Agreed.
No, Roger, I told you I wasn't going to take you to Elgin because it's not safe. The government would find you and they would pesticide you. You don't want to be pesticided, do you? Right, that's what I'm saying. Oh, sorry. We're back. We're back, True Believers, and talking about, we're talking about Nutso, the Loch Ness Monster's brother from Wisconsin, in Lake Sheenstevez. And with me is still Professor, Gene Christopher.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, have there been any deaths related to Nutso?
Well, the government would have you think that there weren't any, but we have several mysterious disappearances where bone fragments were found later on. Put the number in. Since they've started recording these things probably in the last 40 years, I'd say somewhere in the neighborhood of 750.
750 people.
Yes. 750 bones.
Okay.
Are from different bodies, but only 350 roughly disappearances that were reported.
Okay. So
about 350.
You believe about 350. You believe that these are directly related to Nutso.
I can't imagine what else it would be in a lake that small.
How small is Lake Sheenstevez?
Well, it doesn't even have fish anymore. It's been so... actually, they just bothered replenishing it because I would assume Nutso took care of those a long time ago.
Well, yeah. My friend Charlie does say that they replenish the lake with fish because that's what he goes up there to do is he fishes there.
Has he caught anything ever at Lake Sheenstevez?
No fish. He's caught other things.
Like what?
He said something about a hive. I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Has he ever caught crabs from Sheenstevez?
He said he's come in contact with crabs at the lake, but has not caught any. I don't think he likes crabs.
For whatever reason, Nutso has steered clear of shellfish.
That's probably okay. I mean, they're basically bugs.
Yeah, perhaps that's too low on the evolutionary ladder for him.
So what does Nutso prefer to eat?
Well, aside from the fish in the lake, the humans are a fairly rare treat for him.
So like a delicacy.
They're something he savors, as it doesn't come around very often. So you don't always want to eat... even things that aren't very good for you, every so often, you just want to eat it. It's not something you want to eat all the time.
Right. I totally get that. I think we have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Dude,
My name is Eric, and I am from the Chicagoland area.
Hi, Eric. What's your question?
Okay, I wanted to just say that I just heard you guys talking about catching crabs at Shane Stevens, and I believe I might have caught some crabs there.
Who is Shane Stevens?
Oh, I don't know. That late...
Shane Stevens.
Shane Stevens. Yeah,
yeah, you caught... So tell us your story.
Yeah, so I was up there. It had to be 2 months ago.
Okay.
And it was over a weekend that I was camping there.
Okay.
And so there was like a party going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a bonfire-ish kind of party. People playing guitar and stuff. And, you know, they were doing like those drums,
bongos?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And, there was this girl. She came up to me, and she just started talking to me. And I was feeling really comfortable with her.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of hooked up with her.
What do you mean? When you say hooked up, what do you mean?
I had sexual relations with this chick.
Oh, okay. And that's the end of the story?
That is, yeah. And then, you know, I got... this little itching going on.
Wait, are we talking about crabs from the lake?
Yeah, the lake area, you know.
I'm so confused.
I thought that when he said hooked up, it was something to do with actually catching fish.
Oh, like angling.
Yes.
What did you see Nutso?
She did.
She saw the monster.
Yeah, she saw it.
What time was this at?
Probably about 3 a.m. when everyone went to bed.
Well, that checks out, Mr. Hickman.
What did Nutso look like? Did she tell you?
Yeah, said it was, it was pretty decent size.
This is exactly the time when Nutso usually likes to rear his ugly head.
Yeah, it's not the prettiest head.
Well, there's not a lot to compare it to.
I try not to look, you know, most of the time.
I'm sorry. I generally try not to make fun. But I don't think that Professor Christopher understands that this gentleman is talking about his penis.
What? Wait, are you talking about your penis?
He caught an STD from a girl that he hooked up with. Lake.
I don't know if it's really necessarily like an STD because, I mean, they're actually like crawling stuff. You gotta use this weird soap, you know?
Yeah, you should probably get that taken care of.
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm clean now.
Good.
I'm clean shaven too.
I don't care about any of this.
All right. I thought we were talking about the lake monster, not some guy's Johnson.
Yes,
thank you
please,
so much, Eric. Goodbye. Doctor, I apologize. Normally our callers are much more informed about what's going on the show.
I thought when he said STD, he might have meant subterranean or submarine pterodactyl.
I did too. That's exactly what I thought as well. They're the worst. And I can understand why you get that confused with a lake monster.
Yeah, heaven forbid try and stay on topic.
Right. No, I appreciate your effort there. The caller was obviously unhinged and maybe on something, maybe the marijuana.
Perhaps even like Nutso himself, smaller and angrier than others.
That's probably fair. That's probably fair. If, let's say, I'm on the lake at 3 a.m. and I encounter Nutso, what is my best option to survive?
Make sure that you have at least a 30-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay. No problem.
No other beer will do.
Just Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I mean, it's cheap. You can get it for less than $1 a can.
Yep.
And, you don't even have to open them. You just toss those right in.
As long as the beer's still in. Because you said before, if you throw beer cans over.
Yes, because he doesn't... You don't... Yeah, in fact, if you're going to throw... You can open them and empty them into the lake. But if you're going to throw the cans in the lake, they need to be full.
Makes sense.
Because he will just swallow those whole. He doesn't... He will just crap out the can later. He's got a special spot for that. They when they were excavating
like a canned graveyard.
Yes, because okay. when they were excavating bones out of there that they the bodies of his victims, they found many, many empty cans of pasture, but never any other can because he does not stand for that.
Makes sense, Elizabeth. You like to camp and go outdoorsy stuff all the time.
I do.
Have you ever been to Lake
Sheenstevez?
I have actually not made it to Lake Sheenstevez. I haven't spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, actually.
Why not?
I don't know. I just never really made it through there. I usually end up sort of more East Coast, West Coast, or Canada.
Anybody killer?
Yeah, what he said.
Just the Midwest region in general.
I heard the North Woods are gorgeous.
I'm sure they are. I just have never actually been.
Seemed kind of rude.
And Lake Sheenstevez during the day is lovely.
I'm sure.
You just, again, have to be out of there by 2 o'clock at the latest.
You big in nighttime laking?
Nighttime laking?
Yeah.
I mean, I have done night fishing, yes.
Okay, so then don't go to Sheenstevez to do that.
I
don't want to lose this basement.
However,
I will make sure not to go to Lake Sheenstevez.
If you are in there, you have to be skinny dipping. He will leave you alone.
If you're skinny dipping.
Yes. Because you are not bringing any
outside sources.
Any sort of toxins that could be on your clothing, or...
Can you night fish while skinny dipping? Like, if Elizabeth wants to go out there naked and fish, she can do that?
As long as you keep the pole...
Above the water?
Yes.
Okay.
He will not see the string, or the line. It's really dark.
Right.
And despite only coming out at night, his vision is just as good as yours. Only he sees better under the water, obviously.
Right.
But a fishing line not going to be something that he notices. Now I would say night fishing.
Evolutionarily, none of this makes sense. I just
I'm going to ignore what she's saying. Night fishing there would be totally pointless, as again he has completely emptied the lake of fish.
So, if he has completely emptied the lake of fish, because obviously a large predator like this in a small body of water would eat all of the natural fauna,
yep.
And he apparently only snacks on humans occasionally and intermittently, how does...
He said they restocked the lake.
But only recently. But you still can't fish there because there's no fish in it. Which is a contradictory statement in of itself.
Not really, because he actually has his own little area where he keeps all the fish.
It's like keeping food in a refrigerator.
He has created a pen, if you will.
He's got a very big tail.
I thought he was relatively small.
Compared to his sister.
Well, you said yourself, very large in a small... In a small lake.
How big is Lake Sheenstevez?
That's a great question, actually, Elizabeth.
It is 200 square feet.
It sounds more like a pond.
How deep is it?
2,000 square feet.
There's a 2,000 foot deep pond.
Square foot
in
deep.
Wisconsin.
Actually, it'd be cubic feet, but yeah. It doesn't mean it goes down 2,000 feet. It just means the lake itself takes up 2,000 cubic feet.
No, he said that's how deep it was.
He said...
Those are his actual
words. He used the
term
square feet. He meant cubic feet.
Yes.
Okay.
It is quite deep, though. I mean,
it's still damn deep.
Otherwise, how would you not see him from just looking down at the lake?
That is a question that I have asked.
Did you?
I don't remember that question.
Well, simply, how would you not see him? Yes.
Because he only comes out at night. Like, he's a man.
Also, how have I not heard of this before today? If he has actually I mean, a lion attacks one human, and you hear about it everywhere. Right. If this creature has actually consumed, at least, as you say, 350 people, I would think that this would be a thing that would be somewhat newsworthy, especially
well, that's 350 reported.
And, that's only reported, yes.
And, you know, there are a lot of tourists who go there, and just ne'er-do-wells.
I did.
Who will not be missed.
I did hear that recently a very well-known heiress bought up a bunch of the land around the lake to build a hotel. And I don't think she wants to cover... She doesn't want people to know about the deaths, you know? And she's a rich girl, so she's got the money to cover it up.
It doesn't matter anyway.
You don't want that kind of heat. I mean, especially if you're an heiress... looking at the paper and reading about all these deaths around the lake, you'd be, that's hot. Too much heat. I don't want to read about we can't possibly have any kind of resort here if people are being murdered.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
I wouldn't think that a 200 square foot pond would be much of a resort draw anyway.
Well, you see, they're going to build it around it.
Yeah,
they
like a donut.
They are misguided in thinking that they can somehow make this into their centerpiece. They don't have a pool per se. This is more just a decorative pond. They wanted to keep some of the nature's original charm, and unfortunately, a lot of those are people gonna die.
Yep. We're going to take a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Oh, am I actually on?
Yes, what's your name?
David, this is Ficalto calling.
Ficalto?
Yes, the world's premier human waste artist. You have been such a great inspiration to me for years, and I finally got the urge to call in when I heard that your guest describing your abode as being decorated in the same stuff. Perhaps you know some of my great works, The Brown Wave, The Skidded Man. And I just couldn't help but want to call you and see if you wanted to collaborate on a piece.
I have no idea what's going on. Elizabeth, what is this about?
You're
into art.
I am into art. I am actually not sure if... I'm sorry, what did you say?
Ficalto.
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 Ficalto, sorry.
Ficalto. I'm trying to Google you.
I feel like I've heard three different
right now.
Names for this person.
It's Ficalto. I'm sorry. I'm the world's premier human waste artist. And just, David, I would love to work with your feces sometime.
Wait, what?
The way that your guest, Professor Christopher, described your boat as being smeared in human waste?
Yeah, for utilitarian reasons.
So,
but we could make wonderful pieces together, David. Please, I would love to get a sample
so
of your
glad
man mud.
That my contribution to the show has been just in illuminating not illuminating. There's no putting shining a light in here.
So, Ficalto, I just see.
This is
you know,
Sunday
you were.
Show.
I know you were trying to ask me a question earlier, and I got distracted for a second. Ficalto, do you happen to know Andres Serrano at all?
Yes, I'm afraid, yes, I'm associated with him, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Also another very famous artist known for working with urine and feces. He created the work called Piss Christ that you may have heard of.
Yes. I thought he had
very controversial.
Okay.
Oh, goodness, he does it, he is merely in it for the shock factor. He is, as you say, a poseur. I am in it to make a statement.
What kind of statement is that?
That honestly, in the end, we are all just human waste.
That's pretty depressing. Roger's crying.
David, I would love to collaborate with you on a piece. We could make something so thick together.
If you could put that piece somewhere other than in my home, I say go for it.
David, can we please get together so I can get some of your man mud and begin to work on something amazing?
Look, I need to keep all of my feces for the walls and for my potted plants.
I believe we are kindred spirits.
My tomatoes need my shit.
There is so much rich protein in you to go around. Please, David, we could make something beautiful together.
I'm kind of creeped out. Is anybody else creeped out by this call?
David... Call me.
All right. Thank you, Ficalto. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back after some words from our sponsors.
True Believers Freak of the Week is sponsored by Bronson's Tinfoil, made with real tin to stop those alien brainwaves from getting into your head. Bronson's, family-owned since 1947.
Greetings, Earther scum!
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Again.
And we're back. Thank you to our sponsors for helping us out. Give them money. They give me money. And that money goes to, you know, things that matter. So do that. We are talking about Nutso, the Loch Ness Monster's little brother in Wisconsin at Lake Sheenstevez. And with me is still Professor, what was your name again? I lost it.
Gene Christopher.
Gene Christopher.
Yeah, somehow I'm still here. After Ficalto.
Yeah, that was weird.
Here's a tip, Ficalto. If you want a bunch of waste, go to Lake Sheenstevez, because technically it will be human waste.
Why is there human waste in Sheenstevez?
Because
he's saying that the creature eats the people. And then the waste is human waste. You get it?
And PBR cans.
And PBR cans.
This does not sound like a beautiful lake, I'm not going to lie. If it's full of feces and the bones of transients and PBR cans.
It's very deep, so people don't see that stuff.
Well, and because...
Poop floats. So does PBR.
See, Nutso's poop actually does have... like a glittery effect.
Oh.
That's when the sun shines on it, it sparkles.
Sparkly poop. Don't call back in, Ficalto.
Which is another reason why you shouldn't go there at night, because it does not work the same way.
It doesn't sparkle under the moonlight, only the sunlight?
Correct. Even the pale moonlight?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, he's never asked that of his prey. Doesn't really ask them anything.
I was going to say, are you trying to tell me he speaks?
Well, I mean, it's possible.
Does he make that
wing.
Like something that, you know, trees creaking in the wind might sound like?
I've never heard a tree make that sound.
The noise does ripple across the water.
It is
something you can only hear when you're on the lake.
Makes sense.
I have a recording.
I really wish we'd have like a caller that has had an interaction with Ficalto. Or not Ficalto, damn it. That guy's stuck in my head.
Much like your fecal matter against the wind.
Well, why don't you have Roger push the little button? It's blinking.
Okay, Roger, push the button. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Phil Bludgeon.
Phil Bludgeon, what's your question? Where are you from?
Well, I am from Chicago.
Okay.
South Side.
I feel like this is the same gentleman from earlier.
No, that guy was high.
Oh. I guess it's just all Chicago accents on the same.
Anyway,
what do you want to tell us?
So you were looking for a connection with Nutso, and I have that connection.
Okay, what's that connection?
I have seen Nutso. I have interacted with Nutso to a degree.
So you've been to Lake Sheenstevez?
It was in Green Bay, actually. Which is not that far away.
Okay.
And here's the thing that I think you guys are missing. Nutso can fly.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, I want to hear this.
Yes. I think this is a little far-fetched, Mr. Hickney.
Hold on. Let's listen to the caller and judge it on its merit. How about that, guys? How about that?
Yeah. So, Professor, you think it's fake? Well, it went, woo, just like you said.
That's not the sound.
Well,
that's...
I can't.
That could have been an owl.
No. This was not so. No, that's
okay,
different.
Okay, explain what you saw.
Okay. I was at the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears game.
That's a sports thing, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is. And I saw it flying in the air. It was big and gray, and it was flying in the air, making that sound that he just made.
Flying in the air.
Yes.
There's no way that it was riding a bicycle.
What?
Sorry, just a fascination I have with another creature.
No. It was flying in the air. And everybody was like, oh, there it is.
Was that recently?
Yes, it was very recently.
You must be having a very good year if you're seeing a creature like that.
Okay. No, actually, I'm from Chicago. I am a Bears fan, and it's causing the Bears to lose every single game that they play up there.
Honestly, I tire this story completely. I just want to leave.
He's so grouchy.
I even think that it advertises for a company.
What company?
I don't know. I couldn't make out all the letters, but I saw G-O-O, and then like an R at the end, way at the end.
Gooer.
There's a bunch of stuff.
Nutso is not interested in capitalism.
Okay, so what do you think this is then that he's seeing?
A flying aircraft of some kind?
No, it was Nutso.
The Gooer aircraft? That doesn't make
any
sense.
Quiet out loud. It was the Goodyear blimp. Why? These things are so obvious. I don't understand why I have to spell them out for you. I'm sure our callers figured this out like 3 minutes ago.
To be fair, spelling it out for them only gave them three or four letters.
Yeah, but see, even if you think it is this Goodyear blimp, can't Nutso be the Goodyear blimp that causes the Bears to lose every single game?
I think that...
I don't know why
coaches
this...
and players are what caused the Bears to lose every single game.
Then why do they lose? I mean,
why are we
ridiculous.
Talking about sports all of a sudden?
Also, what time of
you
year was this?
You have control. You can hang
or
up
what,
on
what, what actual month of the year was this?
Yeah, this one happened in September.
Roger, push the button.
Well, I will say this. September would have been warm enough.
He's
for
gone.
Him.
Roger hung up on him.
That's fine. I want to address the question, or whatever that was.
It was sports talk is what it was, which we don't condone here on Freak of the Week.
But in September, it still would have been warm enough for him to he does hibernate during the winter.
Oh, so he waits until September ends and then he hibernates.
It's not necessarily a calendar that he doesn't have. Well, except for his birthday. He does.
When's his birthday?
It's June 21st.
It's a good birthday.
And he wears a disguise. And he goes to local fairs.
And does what?
Eats beer or eats cheese and drinks beer. It's a one day a year thing. Not his normal diet.
It sounds like a pretty good thing to do more than one day a year.
Well, eventually people will notice a Diplodocus type creature wearing a costume.
So do you think that it's not okay? So. Obviously, Elizabeth believes this was a blimp. But what was it? What kind of blimp?
The Goodyear blimp.
Goodyear blimp. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we all know that blimps are just Zeppelins that we stole from the Germans and then hid for decades and then brought back out.
I don't think blimps are Zeppelins, but I don't think that...
They held them in a container that would keep them from flying away like balloons in a net.
Much
until
like
we wanted to use them.
Much like Nutso keeps all of the fish in one area.
Exactly. Exactly. That's very well put, Doctor. Professor, sorry.
Yes. I don't actually have a doctorate.
So. No, we have a lot of doctors lately. And you know, someone in the room always likes to point out their doctorates.
All three of them.
So yeah. I get used to saying doctor.
Cryptozoology, psychology, and I like the allergies.
You have a degree in a furniture store?
No.
What?
Anthropology?
Isn't that a clothing store?
Don't they also have furniture? Looks very, it's very old.
The study of humans, but...
So,
it comes from the Greek...
Not sea creatures.
It comes from the Greek anthropo, which means people or person. I know that. I studied ancient Greek.
He did. He actually is one semester away from getting his PhD.
Didn't need it. Mm-hmm. Learn more outside in the real world. Talking to real people on the real phone that isn't traced. I think we have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Rachel Lakowski. I'm actually a former student of Professor Christopher over at DeVry.
Oh, great.
DeVry. Yes, I did teach for a 2 years there.
My God, it was an amazing 2 years. I wanted to ask you, Professor, if you wanted to go on an expedition to look for Nutso.
I mean, I did have one planned. When were you looking to do that?
Whenever is good for you.
Is this going to be funded?
I'm sure I could get some of my parents to fund some of it, sure.
Are your parents the Lakowskis who own the chain of strip clubs?
Yes, it's a family business. It's been in the family for 3 generations now.
Those are very successful.
How did you not know that already, since he's your former student?
Generally don't talk to my students about strip clubs while they're my students.
We had a lot of discussions about it.
About the strip clubs or the...
You used to come every weekend.
So. Wait, do you work at your own family strip club?
Well, just on the side.
Were you a bartender?
I mean, I get behind the stick if I have to, but that's usually not what I'm doing. You know, Professor.
This is very unprofessional.
Wait, so your parents...
This is what's unprofessional?
Your parents own the chain of strip clubs. Let me just be clear.
She works in her family business.
You dance? You dance there?
Wait, yeah. What was your name at the club?
What? I'm Black Velvet. You know that.
Oh. That's a lovely name.
Did you have... Oh, that's right. You have the little boy smile.
I mean, sure.
I'm still trying to figure this out. So, you strip at your family strip clubs. Are your parents working at the club while you're doing this?
Well, my dad, you know, owns it. He's not the general manager anymore, and he says one day he's going to leave it to me.
But is he there while you're dancing?
I mean, he's there on Thursday nights, but that's all.
Do you dance on Thursday nights?
Well, every other Thursday.
So, isn't that weird?
Well, not really. I mean, he's got to make sure I'm doing a good job.
You were more than adequate.
Oh my God, so I can come along on the expedition?
As long as you pay for it.
I am really...
My God, we can totally do that.
I don't think I could
ever
strip in front of Mom Vicky, Mom Warren, or Dad Terrence.
I was just getting you to say, we have two mothers and a father, and this is even a little bit too liberal for David.
I don't think this is liberal, I just think this is creepy.
My God, I just want to come along on a fishing expedition.
No,
it's no big deal. Nudity doesn't have to be sexualized.
Strip club?
As long as her father isn't sexualizing her, I think it's okay.
It was a bit of a buzzkill, I won't lie.
What, that the dad was there?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
He was actually in the champagne room.
Wait, you were in the champagne room with your student?
She had a wig on.
To be fair, he gave me a lot more than my dad ever would.
Okay, now I'm disturbed. Let's get
Roger, push the button, Roger.
Yeah. I'll see you soon, Professor.
Oh, there it is. Thank you, Roger.
Oh, wait,
Need
to know where she should send the check.
Yeah, that's the question that was on everyone's mind.
You know where she works. I feel like you could contact her if you needed to.
They had a chain of them.
You've literally been inside the one where she works. I would think
you think
you would
I was
know
only
how
in
to
the
find
one?
Her.
I'm just glad you said inside the club.
I think she was only in the one.
I can't keep track of them.
And yet you're supposed to be an expert and we're supposed to believe what you say about
Am
a monster?
I an expert in strip clubs?
At
I didn't
some
say
point,
that.
I would like to talk about the monster again. That'd
yes,
be good.
Our professor's credibility is dwindling by the
I don't see how the fact that I can't remember what strip club...
I get the fact that he's a pervert that likes to get private dances from his students doesn't mean that he's not an expert. It just means that he's fucked in the head.
Thank you.
I think we have... Do we have another caller coming in? Oh, we have a caller. Okay, Roger, hit the button. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello? Oh.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
You are. What's your name?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
My name's Bertha.
Hi, Bertha.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. I've been listening to the show for since the first season, and I've never actually seen any of the creatures, but you're finally talking about Nutso. I'm so excited.
So you know about Nutso?
Yes.
Where are you from, Bertha?
Well, I grew up in Minnesota, and then it got too cold there for me, so I've lived in Wisconsin for the last 5 years.
Some would argue that's just kind of a lateral move.
I was going to say lateral move.
But, have you seen Nutso?
I have.
What's Nutso like?
So Nutso is very friendly. Mm-hmm. Nutso is a little bit Diplodocus-like. I would agree with that.
Okay.
So the first time I saw Nutso, I was out night fishing, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a 6-pack of PBR, as you do. You know, you move to Wisconsin, you gotta drink the PBR. Everybody looks at you funny.
Right, makes sense.
So I was night fishing and I wasn't catching anything.
Right.
And I was getting, very frustrated. And because fishing is really only relaxing if you're actually getting bites. Otherwise, it's just extremely boring.
Right.
So I had my PBR, and just as I had it, actually over the side of the boat. Because, it's very economical to keep it cool instead of, carrying
it
cooler.
Yeah. You keep it in the water,
keeps
it cold.
In the water, yeah. And all of a sudden, there was these bubbles. And I just saw this very, very long tail, and then like a platypus, like bill.
It's got a bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Took one of my PBRs right out of the ring.
What did you do when that happened?
I shouted, "You curse you! That was my PBR!" I was very upset. People think the PBR is cheap, but that doesn't mean that it could be stolen from you. That's just rude.
So this is really definitive proof that Nutso exists. We have an eyewitness here. What do you think about that, Elizabeth?
I think it's possible that another creature could have maybe taken the PBR, or a person could have, or maybe the PBR just fell out
of
the ring.
A person with a giant tail?
Bertha, did it look like a person, Bertha?
Oh, no, it definitely didn't look like a person.
See, there you go.
I know what people look like. I've seen people before, and I would recognize one if I saw one swimming in the water in the pitch black after I'd already had 12-pack of PBR. I would definitely know if it was a person.
Right. So what do you think about that, Elizabeth?
Okay, let me think about this for a second. Middle of the night, pitch black. And you've already actually had 12 PBRs by this point.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that it is at all possible that maybe you were just intoxicated and you possibly, I don't know, hallucinated or just mistook something else for a heretofore undiscovered sea creature?
Heretofore.
Oh, no, no. It takes me at least 36 PBRs to get drunk. I'm from Minnesota. Come on. I wasn't intoxicated.
All right. Well?
He does only come out at night. I did say that.
You have said that.
Oh, yeah. I sat there the whole next day looking for him, and I never saw him again. Just the one little PBR. So you know what I did?
What did you do?
Well, what I did was, I went back the very next night, and I took a keg of PBR. Because I was like, a whole keg. We're very sturdy in Minnesota. I just rolled it out to the lake, and then I strapped it to my boat. I had to get a bit of a bigger boat, because, kegs.
Sometimes you need a bigger boat.
Sometimes you need a bigger boat. Kegs are a lot heavier than 6-packs, right? So I rolled it out to the lake, and I it in the water. And then, sure enough, nothing was happening until about 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bubbles and the tail and then two red eyes winked at me.
At the same time?
Well, one and then the other. Which, okay. So I guess they blinked at me.
Well, no, if it was at the same time, it'd be a blink. If it was one and then the other, it'd be two winks.
Yeah, it was two winks at me. Oh, I think that means we're friends.
Roger thinks that too, yeah.
Oh, is Roger your emotional support guy?
Friend, companion, co-host.
I had an emotional support cicada once. But he only came out for like 2 weeks and then he just disappeared.
This, I must say,
emotional support cicadas probably wouldn't be the, they kind of just,
oh yeah, he just flew at my face.
This is actually,
he bounced right off me, but then he like stuck to the window and hung out there, and then one day he was just gone.
Just gone.
Just gone, yeah. There was this little shell of like a little crab like thing, but no more cicada. I feel like I'll be seeing him again, though.
Probably. I feel like at some point in time you will.
Caller, yes. What was your name again? Bertha?
Bertha.
Yes.
This is actually unprecedented, David. She has figured out a way to tame the animal. I've never heard of him winking or, as you described him, being friendly.
Oh,
maybe
was.
If he'd spent some less time in the champagne room and more time on the lake. You would have found that.
Sorry. I prefer champagne over Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Bertha, you prefer champagne or Pabst?
Oh, well, I mean, Pabst is the... I know it's not kosher to say, but I like to say that it's the champagne of beers.
How about you, Elizabeth? What do you think? Do you like Pabst or champagne?
I'm more of a Merlot drinker myself.
Of course you can't answer the damn question. Whatever.
I guess champagne. I don't really drink beer. I'm sorry.
Bertha, thank you so much. You were very enlightening.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to listen to your calls.
It was fantastic. Thank you so much. Yes, Elizabeth, proof right there in your own ears, hearing an eyewitness who has tamed Nutso.
As delightful as Bertha sounded, I still don't believe... Just because one person says that they've seen something, that's definitive proof. I advocate anyone, if anyone has any photographs, preferably not pixelated, not blurry, not completely underexposed, but photographs where you can actually see.
What do you think? They're all Ansel Adams out there?
Yes. Everyone has a phone now. And, you know, assuming you don't have some type of seizure disorder, you should be able to hold the camera still enough to take a photo.
You said phone and a camera. What are you talking about?
They put cameras in phones, David.
That's why I don't use phones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, hcwtphoto@gmail.com.
Is this some sort of plug?
Let's have cryptozoology degree.
Here we go again.
And we'll travel.
You're going to mention your book, too? Yes,
I am. I actually have a new book coming out. Uh-huh. It is about living with relatives with mental disorders and how to
Your husband
cope
doesn't
with
have
that.
A mental disorder.
My husband is not.
Are you referring to the mantis?
No, Roger's delightful.
Roger's completely sane.
He's fine.
He's giving you the stink eye now because he thinks you're calling him crazy.
I think everyone's
he's not
getting
giving
the
you the
eye.
Stink eye. We're
everyone.
Buddies. Here, have a beehead.
Oh, he likes the beehead.
He likes the beehead. I think they taste sweet.
They do. They taste super sweet. All right. I think...
I hear someone choking. There's so much shit in here.
Yeah, that's her husband. He's upstairs.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
I told you not to come down. I he's my brother.
So sorry,
he's my
Mark.
Brother. What am I supposed to do, Mark?
Super sorry, Mark.
Moms can't handle him anymore, and I don't want to put him in a home.
Go fuck yourself, Mark. All right. Thank you so much, Professor Gene Christopher. Thank you to Roger, my co-host. Thank you to all our callers, especially... Bertha, who enlightened us all, and hopefully someday Elizabeth will just realize the truth that is just smacking her right in the face and be
if
a
it
believer.
Actually smacked me in the face, I might be more inclined to believe it.
It smacks
but right
you
now
in the face every episode.
No.
Every episode.
No.
Roger's nodding in agreement with me. Thank you so much, listeners. Until next week, I'm David Hickney. This was Freak of the Week.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila, or so they say. What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Patrick Harrington, David Musto, and Paul Hennick are, but they are now on my shit list. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox-Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week is produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox-Mullen. Ha! Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.